I'd like to call up our young lady of the group. Nan, would you come up, please? Nan was a 48th graduate.
Yes.
They say 1948 was a very good year.
And thank you for the young boy. Well, I just want to say that it's kind of sad. It's got me feeling today because out of our class, I think we were 16. Either 15 or 16. Is that right, Jerry?
16.
Anyway, Jerry Spencer and myself are the only two here today, and I find that very sad because they are missing a very, very beautiful gathering, fellowship, and just all kind of things, you know. So I wish they were here. And we have so many that live, a good many of them live in the community and could have been here, but chose not to be. But anyway, they're coming out of the story of the sin. And anyway, in 48 was the last year that we had 11th grade. When 49 came along, then they switched to 12th grade. So I was the last, we were the last class that graduated with just 11th grade. And I remember one time Mrs. Smith took a poll because some of the girls wanted to have typing. We wanted to take typing. And there was about maybe five of us that said we would like to. And said, well, I'm sorry, but we can't do it because there's not enough girls that, or anybody that had put their name down to do it. So I thought that was kind of sad. But on a lighter note now, I would like to ask, does anybody remember the game B1?
Yeah.
B1.
Bingo.
You would say that. Does anybody remember the name? He was his name was.
You remember the name of somewhere?
Right. His name. His name was not.
Remember that?
Bingo.
His name was not B1. You remember?
He stuttered.
He stuttered. The man. The man had a very, very bad impairment. What? Maya.
Valerie Maya.
Well, at any rate, he stuttered very, very badly, and this is not to poke fun or anything like that. That's not my intention. But I remembered him so very vividly because he would be at Mr. Woodrock's store every day of the world and sit there and talk and visit Charlie Gremmel. Remember him?
Yeah,
well. See, I must be as old as you are. At Charlie Gremmel.
No.
That's Willie's brother.
Yeah. At any rate, one day, at that time there was no closed campus. You could just run across the street and go get you something at Fort Robinson. You wanted to get that. Yes. And one day I was going to get something. But that's the whole
other story. Give it to her. Give her a tip.
But B1 came in, and he had, like I said, a bad stuttering problem. And he said, kind of like Steve-O said, he said, pop, 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 pop. And Charlie Gremmel was standing in the door. And he says, quit your deep popping. I said, what you gonna say? And the poor fellow just stopped. He just couldn't do anything anymore. So he was a Mayu.
Valerie Maya.
You see, I could not remember when I asked you. You see,
I knew
somebody was going to
remember. I didn't know. Steve-O might remember, too.
You're talking about the agriculture teacher.
That y'all can recall, whether it can be confirmed or not, send it to us and let us document it. Then, if people see it on the website, they can comment.
Well, then you can do that about B1.
Sure, B1.
And one other thing is we're all so blessed to be here today and to share and talk and extend our love to one another. We thank God for that.
And everything.